And I'll start over again. I was talking with Joe this morning when he came in. I said, did you see my sermon title? And he said, no, not yet. And I said, Surviving the Summer Slump. And he said, oh, we're talking about the Pirates. I said, we are. You guys all know I'm a Pirates fan, okay? Those of you that expected the Penguins to win last night, I predicted they wouldn't even be close last night because the third game of every series, they have lost. Big time. That has been their worst game in every series is the third game. So if you watched the game last night, unlike I did not, I watched the Pirates. They lost anyhow. But if you watched the game, you saw that they were in a slump last night. You know, and the Pirates were in a slump last night. When I shut it off and said, well, you know, it's going to end this way, they had missed scoring opportunities. They had people in scoring position, and they got 1 out of 10 hits when they were in scoring position by the seventh inning. They lost 4-2. They could have scored as many runs that as they did the night before, 12-7. But, you know, we always, every year, we start out, you know, and Pirates this year in spring training, they had a great spring training. They looked really good. Everything was going great. And we come into the season, and they start, and all of a sudden, they're in a slump. You know, I'm still a fan. Doesn't matter, okay? You know, whether Pirates win or lose, it doesn't matter. I like baseball. I was even watching a Little League game last week. You know, I went to a Little League game and watched these kids. It reminded me of when Austin played, you know. And one team was the Orioles, which he was an Oriole when he was that age. And it was just so fun, you know. But I enjoy baseball. But, you know, we always get excited about the Pirates at the beginning of the season, and by June, you know, we're down in their dumps because they're in a slump. That's not what we're talking about this morning. And then Dave, I talked to Dave this morning, and he says, I'm kind of interested to see how you're going to put this scripture into your title because it doesn't seem to fit. And I said, nah, nothing I do ever seems to fit. I'm not conventional. But that is the right scripture. We're talking about, and the song's just, you know, he chose fit right with that today. But, you know, the summer slump, you hear it called the dog days of summer. And it impacts everybody. Businesses, why does it impact businesses? Well, first off, they got to plan for people on vacation. Okay, so in the summer, you have a lot more planning that takes place to get your business done because people are on vacation. And it affects, you know, look at the grass. What happens to the grass by midsummer? It starts turning brown, doesn't grow as well, you know, and so it goes into its summer slump, which we all like if we don't like cutting grass all the time, you know. But I want you to focus this morning on two things. On a summer slump. One is the church. Oh, churches never go into summer slumps, huh? There'll be weeks that we have church here and we'll look and say, where is everybody? Okay? So churches. But I want you to understand that we also, our own lives, we go into summer slumps. And we're going to look a little bit today at those two aspects, the church and us. Because there's a focus there that we have to understand. Now, how am I going to tie that into the scripture? Well, you'll just have to pay attention. And it's funny. You know what my scripture is, right? No. Well, we're going to talk about the widow's mite. And when you talk about the widow's mite, what everybody talks about is what? Sacrificing everything to God, right? We're not talking about that today. Okay? So, yeah. If that's what you thought I was talking about, you'll be surprised. But we are talking about that scripture. And I want you to take a look at the scripture in a different way. Now, we are going to go into our summer slump. Well, actually, we probably already are starting a little bit. Because as soon as Memorial Day hits, what do? Vacation, camping. Of course, the only day you can golf during the week is Sunday morning, right? You know, there's a lot of things that start to interfere with church. And so your church suffers because it's going through the slump. And we can get depressed. We can get down in the dumps. We can look at it and say, oh, man, you know, it's not going to work. Hey, it makes it rough on me, too, because, see, when I make the schedule up for who's preaching, I have to determine who's here, right? So I got to get everybody's summer schedule and say, well, what are your plans? When are you going to be here? When are you not going to be here? You know? And so that way I can know that I can plan if I'm going to go on vacation. That's why I took my vacation in April, you know, so it doesn't impact the summer slump. But if I'm going on vacation, I got to make sure that I'm not on vacation the same day as all the other elders are on vacation. Because guess what? If all the elders are on vacation, Janine's preaching. Oh, you know, so now I'm not telling you don't go on vacation. So don't shut me off yet. Okay. I'm not telling you don't go on vacation because we need vacations. All right. That's why God says in his word, 6 days thou shalt work and the seventh day you rest. Well, unfortunately, our bodies and our minds and everything else break down to the point that we need to just get away from it all. So vacations are good, but most people don't go on vacation for the whole summer. If you do, more power to you, man, because that would be a great thing to be able to spend the whole summer on vacation. But unless you're a teacher, oh, wait, we don't get the whole summer off if we're working, right? We don't get, you know, I don't know anybody gives you the summer off. Oh, don't come to work this week or the next 10 or 12. Joe, do they give you 12 weeks off in a row to take because it's summer? Not usually? So I want you to understand, when we talk about this summer slump and we talk about what we're doing, we're not telling you it's bad to go on vacation. We're not telling you it's bad to relax. It's bad. But what we want you to do is we want you to focus on what the Word of God tells us. And so this morning we're going to look at this scripture, Mark chapter 12, verses 41 through 44. Mark 12, 41 through 44. And this is the widow's mite. And we're going to talk about this, but I'm taking some interpretation leniency on this. So just bear with me because I'm going to put some things in here and saying, what if? I may not be 100% accurate, but what if? Okay, widow's mite. And he sat down opposite the treasury, began observing how the people were putting money into the treasury, and many rich were putting in large sums. And a poor widow came and put in 2 small copper coins, which amount to a cent. Calling his disciples to him, he said to them, truly I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the contributors to the treasury, for they all put in out of their surplus, but she gave out of the poverty, put in all she had to live on. Now, I'm not going to tell you have to do that, so don't shut me off yet. But let's look at this scripture. Okay, the first thing I want you to see here is the widow was where? At the temple, at church, Jason said. At church. Why did she go to church? To put in her 2 copper pennies, right? To put in her 2 cents worth. Oh, my. Huh? Why did she go to church? She went to worship God. She went to worship God. And Jesus was sitting there, and he's seeing all these people coming in. And what I want you to see in this scenario is that I'm looking at it saying that here comes this woman. Now, it says she was a widow. All right, I kind of picture her as being elderly, maybe a little frail, you know, kind of, she's not dressing the best that she's got, but she doesn't have a whole lot. And here she comes, here's this widow, and she comes into church, and she doesn't have a whole lot to offer, but she comes to worship. And she comes to worship God. And so as she comes into the church, as she's looking at what she is there for, the focus is she's there to worship God. And so what I want you to focus on is that the summer slump that happens is we fail to worship. It's not that we go on vacation. It's not that we don't go to church. It's the opportunity we have not to worship God because we let everything else interfere with it. When you think about it, when you plan your vacation and you're going somewhere, if you're going to Disney World, okay, what are you looking for? Maybe you're going to look for a hotel room, right? What else are you going to look for? Huh? A good time. I want to have fun, right? I'm going to have good fun. What else are you looking for? Huh? You're looking forward to the rides, right? How many of you, the first time you plan vacation, you get planned vacation at, and the first thing you look for is, where's the church in which I can worship? How many? Anybody do that? Your sister-in-law. Huh? Do we look at that aspect of where are we going to worship? Or how are we going to worship? We did a lot of things at times with friends of ours, and I remember we took one trip together out to Cincinnati. We went out for a weekend, and there was four families with their kids and all that. And we just went out to actually go to my favorite restaurant, which is the Montgomery Inn, and get ribs, and these four families. But we made it a weekend, and we found a hotel that actually had an indoor volleyball court. We all played volleyball at the time, and so we could go play volleyball or swim in that and stuff in it. But we knew we had to be back. So a couple of the families had to be back fairly early on Sunday, and it took like 4.5-5 hours to get back. And so we were talking about it, and we said, well, we're not going to be able to go to church anywhere. And so what we planned our own little worship service in one of the hotel rooms. And the four families got together, and the one lady, she picked some songs that we could sing together, and I picked a passage that we could have a little message on, and we just went in, and the four families, we worshiped God together in the hotel room. And this is what I want you to see that the summer slump is. Most of the time when we get in a summer slump, it's not because of vacation and everything else. It's because we forget to worship God. We start to get into a thing where we're planning all the fun and we're planning all the activities and all the events, and we forget to worship God. And so, you know, we look at this passage here, and Jesus was preaching and teaching. His ministry was an all-time high at this point. And miracles upon miracles were happening. There were many that were devoting themselves to his teachings, and it angered the establishment. And here they are, they're sitting at the temple. And in Mark chapter 11, you can see where he was in the temple. And what did he do in Mark 11? Huh? He got angry. And what did he do? Oh, he threw the tables, you know, because what were they doing? They were making their temple a place to trade, a place to have things. So as they're sitting here now in chapter 12, and we look about these, and he was challenged at the beginning of this chapter about the resurrection and the very doctrine that defines Christianity. And he was warning people about being religious hypocrites. And I think what he's watching is all these people that are walking in to the temple. And I don't know how they collected their offerings. Maybe they had a great big giant bowl. But this is my interpretive leniency. Just give me a license here to kind of think outside the box. And they probably had this great big bowl. And I could see these guys walking in, you know, dressed to the hilt, and putting their money in the bowl. Look what I gave here. Do you see how much I'm giving? I could see that type of an attitude. As Jesus was sitting there watching them, and he's watching these men come in, and all of a sudden, here comes this woman. And the woman, I think she's frail on that, and she's probably not walking real fast. You know, when we get older, sometimes we slow down. Jane says, sometimes. You know, and we don't walk as fast as we used to. We don't feel as good as we used to. And here was this widow, and she comes in, and, you know, I can just picture as she comes in, and she's got these two little coins, and she's standing there in line as all these guys are putting in their big bucks, you know? And I think she was maybe a little embarrassed. And maybe she just kind of stuck her hand in there, didn't make her think. But Jesus said to his disciples, did you see that? Isn't it amazing? Jesus watches when we do little stuff. You know? He notices what's going on. And so he says to the disciples, did you see that? Okay. What did she truly come for? She came to worship me. She came to worship her God. All these other guys are coming so people could look at him and doing that and stuff and that. But she came to worship me. And so the widow puts in her little bit, and she goes on to worship God. And Jesus says, you know what? I want you to recognize this. That's worth more to God than everything else that was already put in there. God desires our worship. And what happens in the summer is we do start to, at times, we get up in the morning and maybe we don't have anything planned, but we say, you know what? I already know that this person, they're not going to be here this week. There's no sense in me going. There's not going to be very many there. Anybody ever make that decision when you're looking at summertime? And you look at it and say, it's not going to be very crowded today. All my friends that are normally there aren't going to be there. I'll just stay home. It's okay. See, that is what I'm talking about, the summertime slump. Okay? You know, when you go on vacation, you need that. Okay? We recently returned from Europe. Last night there was another terrorist attack. You know, 7 more dead, 48 more injured in London. But we come back, and I enjoyed having time with Austin. Okay? And Glenn told Austin when we went to pick up Austin's car, he said, Austin, why is it when you were in Europe I missed you, but even when you're home I never see you, so I don't really miss you? And it's kind of that aspect, isn't it? You know, when he's over there, he's like, in today's society, he's really not that far. We FaceTimed, we messaged, just like when he's at school. But, you know, what it was is that I knew that I couldn't, you know, if I wanted to see Austin today, I could drive an hour and a half down to Waynesburg and see him. It's not like a 15-hour day to go see him like it was over there, and a lot of money. I could drive to Waynesburg. But, you know, I want you to understand is we need that time to get away. I spent more time with Austin in that 3 weeks than I probably have in the last 2 years because we were together, and we enjoyed the company, and we did some great things together, and we had fun. And when I came home, life was as normal, okay? I didn't say, well, I've been gone from the church for 2 weeks. They won't miss me another week. I got home at 12:30, I think it was, and I was here Sunday morning. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying. I got up Sunday morning, and Dave, when I walked in, said, I didn't think you were coming today. I said, oh, I got home at 12:30. You know, had I got home at 4 o'clock in the morning, would I have been up? Maybe not. But see, I woke up and I said, I'm going to church. Now, I didn't come to church so everybody could say, how was your trip? I came to church to worship God. Okay? I came to church to worship God. And so, you know, that's what you have to realize is the summer is, do you know if you take the summer off from God, do you know God doesn't take summer off, fortunately? You know, how would you feel, how would you feel personally if I said, look, we know we're going to have light attendance and people aren't going to be hearing that, so we're closing for the summer. We're going to save money. That way we don't have to pay the people to preach, and we don't have to pay for the utilities to run the church, and we don't have to do all that. We'll save money. Everybody for that? You'd think I was nuts. You know? And this is what I think, as Jesus looked at this widow come in, and she had one thought in mind, is I'm coming to worship God. And while I'm here, yes, I'm going to get my tithe. Now, do churches suffer financially through the summer? Yes. And here's why. Here's all you're getting from me. And if you tell me that every time you come to church, all you ever hear is somebody preaching about money, I'm telling you, you don't come enough. Okay? Because we don't preach that much. When you look at the whole aspect of our worship, is if we don't focus on worshiping God, we are the ones that suffer. We are the ones that suffer. Because, see, God has called us, as we worship Him, to let Him work. To let Him be our guide. To give us strength. To give us opportunities. And what happens is, when we forget to worship, and we don't go just because it's summer and it's hot and I just don't feel like going to church this morning. That's when you may miss what God has for you that day. See, God knows. We're not telling God any secrets. He knows who's here today. Right? He knew yesterday who was going to be here today. Right? He knows who's going to be here next week. He knows who's on vacation. And see, what we don't want to understand, what we got to understand is, yes, you know, when we stay away from worship, and the summer is a good time just to have, not legitimate. That's why I said vacation. Hey, you need it. I hope everybody can take a vacation. You know? You need that time to get away. But what happens? Here's what we're going to... I said we were going to talk about money a little bit, and that if you were only here when I talk, and when it's talked about money, you aren't here enough because we don't do it. But that's where I kind of left off. Do you know... And you can challenge me on this if you think I'm wrong. Jesus preached more on money than anything else in the history of his 3 years of ministry. Go look at his word. Jesus preached more on money. Now, am I telling you that God, that's what's most important to God? No. I'm telling you, God knows that's what's typically most important to us. And what I don't see God in his word saying is, well, if you're going on vacation, you can go ahead and take what's mine and go on vacation. And that's typically what happens in the summer slump. You know, when we plan our vacation and we look at where we're going and what we're doing and that, unfortunately, my wife and my daughters have already planned my vacation for next year. They want to go to Disney World in June. They're crazy. And I keep telling them, well, you guys have fun. Okay, you guys have fun. Because I have no desire. But what they've started to do is they rented a townhouse that'll hold the whole family. And what they're doing is they're putting money aside now for that vacation. When I took my vacation in April and went to Europe, I knew it was going to be costly. And I weighed that cost. But you know what I never thought about doing? Taking my tithe and using it for my vacation. Because see, God says, and this is the focus that I want you to see about this, is in coming to worship, she was giving everything she had. She didn't have much. What I want you to see is, it wasn't the mount. She was giving God what she felt was God's. Okay? She was giving God. She didn't have a lot, but she said, you know what? This is what God wants me to do. And so she didn't come in and say, I'm coming to worship, and I want to do worship, and I only have 2 cents, so I'm not putting in my 2 cents worth. She said, I'm coming to worship, and oh, by the way, God, here's what I have to offer today. And I'm sure she was quite embarrassed when she saw everybody else and what they had. See, that's not what it's all about. What I want you to see from this scripture is the amount of what you have doesn't mean any ill means to God. It's the heart you come with. And so when we go into a summer slump, God doesn't say it's okay not to come to church. It's okay not to worship me for 3 months. It's okay not to give my offering for 3 months. God says, live your life as you normally would live it and go on vacation. Enjoy yourself. Think about it. Did Abraham take a vacation? I don't know. He packed up his family and left his area and didn't even have a GPS on his donkey. His vacation, he went someplace new and didn't even have a clue where he's going. See, God directs us. And God wants us to rest. God wants us to, he knows our bodies are frail. He wants us to be refurbished in our body, in our mind. But the problem is, most summer slumps, it's not the body and mind, you know, that is affected as much. It's the spirit. Because when we get into the summertime, we forget God. So what I want you to get this morning out of this is, don't get discouraged when you look around and maybe, you know, there's going to be times maybe we only have 20 of us here. Whether you want to believe me or not, God's going to be here for us 20. Okay, God's going to be here for, God's going to, we were talking about this in Sunday school, and I said, because they said, do we want to cancel Sunday school for summer because not many people are coming already? That, you know, we've kind of dwindled here a little bit. And I says, well, after I preach my message, you might want to change your vote. I said, as far as I'm concerned, if there's 2 or 3 of us there, we'll have it. You know? I invite you all, hey, at 9 o'clock, we have a good, it's not Sunday school as most people, it's a Bible study, okay? And people say, well, I didn't come to the start, so I missed something. Let me guarantee something. You'll miss anything. I don't care if you were there any week at all and you come in, it's fresh every week. Because, see, we're studying God's Word and how we apply it and what we learn and what we understand from it. And Glenn and Dave and Joanne and Judy and Janine and Jason and Karen, you know, we all bring our thoughts. And sometimes God gives us a thought that somebody else has, and it's like, I never thought of it that way. It's a time for us to get together and grow and learn. That's why we're there. You know, we are learning, we're growing. So don't feel like if you missed, you've never been there before, that you wouldn't know what we're doing, because right now we're studying the book of Romans, and every verse in the book of Romans has something to teach us. Otherwise, God wouldn't have put it there. And so, you know, we're getting together. And so this morning we decided is we're going to do it. Unless somebody tells me that I'm the only one here that Sunday, because, you know, when I preach to myself, I really have a hard time understanding. But if I'm the only one there that Sunday, then I probably won't come. You know, and Dave said, even if we didn't have it, he'll be here at 8 o'clock every Sunday morning anyhow. So I know if I come, then Dave and I are here unless he's on vacation. You know, and I already got his schedule and Joe's schedule and Rick's schedule. I want you to understand is God doesn't want us to take the summer off from God. You can go on vacation. You can enjoy yourself. You can do all the things you enjoy in the summer. And even if you're not here, stop and take time to worship God. Because that's the key thing. And that's what I want you to see here is Jesus was watching. And Jesus knew that in her heart she came to worship God. And so we put the focus on, oh, she gave everything she got. Well, okay, she did. But the reason she gave everything she got was she came to worship God. And that's what God laid on her heart that morning. I'm not saying that he's going to lay that on everybody's heart every morning. Okay? What I'm saying is that when we come to worship God, he's going to work. And that widow left there knowing that she had gone for the right reason. And you know what? The people that threw all the money in, based on what Jesus said, I think they left there and got nothing out of it. So don't leave here and get nothing out of it today. Okay? Enjoy your summer. The church is going to be open. The church is going to be functioning. We still need you to be here when you can be. But we understand when you're away. But that doesn't mean you take the summer off from God. Wherever you are, if you're in a campground, you can get up on Sunday morning and as a family, you can read scripture and pray. Sing a couple choruses around the campfire. And everybody else that's in there will be looking at you like you're nuts. But you know what? God will be looking at you saying, hey, you're worshiping me. You're glorifying me. And that's what I want to see. God wants us to worship. So he doesn't want us to go in a summer slump. We're not to be like the Pirates. Okay? Pirates play April, May, and October. If they didn't have to play any other months, they'd be in first place. Not this year, though. May was kind of tough. Don't let summer be the reason that you draw and let your spirit draw away from God. Because I'll tell you what, God's going to still work in the summer months. And he's still got work to do. And believe it or not, you might be in that vacation, or you might be at a campground, or you might be doing something that you just want to enjoy. And God speaks to you and says, hey, by the way, I want you to talk to this person over here. They need you. They need you today. They're hurting. And I just want you to say a word to them. You know, he says a cup of cold water given in my name never goes unrewarded. Well, you know what? I think when we're in tune with God, when we speak to somebody in his name, it never goes unrewarded. We don't see all the fruits. Okay, we can witness to 100 people and not see anybody come to Christ. But that doesn't mean nobody did. You might be just one of hundreds that God has in line for that person to talk to before they're ready to make a decision. But guess what? We need to do our part. Don't take the summer off from God. We need you here. We want you here. We love you. And we want to be together and fellowship and worship God together. But when you're on vacation and when you're gone for the summer, Jane's daughter would like her to come down and spend some time with her for the summer. Jane says, yeah, she won't bring me home. But you know what? God wants us to take time for ourselves. But in the midst of that, we're reminded that we still must make time for God. It's not about us. It's about him. Glorifying him. So, yes, does he want us to give sacrificially? Sure. But that's not just, I believe when I look at this, it's not just talking about money. It's talking about our heart. And he wants us to give our heart sacrificially. Which means what? We're putting God first. We're putting God first. Whether we're on vacation, whether we're camping, whether we're just enjoying some time with family at a picnic, remember, put God first. Because when we honor God, He blesses us. Let's pray. Lord, we do thank You for this day. And Lord, we know as we come into the summertime and a lot of us have plans and things that we want to enjoy and things that we can do in the summer that we can't do in the winter. Lord, I pray that You will help and remind us daily, just like that rainbow. Remind us, Lord, that You're still God. And that even though we may be somewhere else, that the God that is our God here is a God of our that is our God there. And that our primary focus would be to put You first in everything that we do and say this summer. But God, we also pray that You will remind us and not let us get discouraged when we see that there's the attendance is down or if the giving drops some or whatever. That we don't get discouraged because God, You're still God. And the thing is, we focus on the here and now. You're focused on the future, God. You know what's to come, and You know what is in store and what's planned. And Lord, we pray that as we spend our summer enjoying some things and times together, that we'll always worship You first. Put You first. Doesn't mean we're always in church. It means we're putting You first, God, in our lives. And that we take that time to continue to read Your word. And we take that time to continue to pray. And we take that time to continue to fellowship. And even if we can't be in church on Sunday for a reason, we don't forget those things. Help us to be focused on You. So that we don't get into a spiritual summer slump. That we have to be totally renewed when we come back because we've kept renewed all summer long. We ask that You go with us. Bless each one, Lord. Be with those that are not here today. Touch them where they are. We ask it in the precious name of Christ. Amen. You are dismissed.